more stuff as well, and it's sitting on the dark web. And the only thing that I have to say is that I offer these free dark web scans for prospects and clients, and I do them and I present them to companies and law firms and municipalities and hospitals. And the feedback that I get from them sometimes is, oh, well, that person hasn't been here in a while, or, oh, well, that's from 2 years ago, or, oh, that's from a year ago.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to TOSC3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of TOSC3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazingly well. Tremendous today, Neil. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic as well. I can't believe we're getting into the summer. It's coming closer and closer. But our topic today is I decided to jump back into news. We hit all these great cybersecurity topics that we put in out there. And I'm going to go into an 18-year-old charge. This came from Cybersecurity News. An 18-year-old is charged for hacking 60,000 into 60,000 user accounts. And this is something you talk about all the time, Greg, is that, man, hackers are out there every second lurking. We talked about the boogeyman in one of our episodes, and it's scary, isn't it?
You know, I guess it is scary. If you own a business or you have important data or you want to stay in business or maintain a great reputation and don't want to fall victim to cyber terrorism, I guess it is scary. Why would an 18-year-old do this? Well, it's either one of three motivations. Number one is he's trying to make money, right? So either he ransomed and got money that way and exfiltrated the data, or he just downloaded the data, hacked in, got the data, and is selling it on the dark web, you know, for a profit, or somebody put him up to it. So, or maybe the last reason is just for the fun of it because he could, right? Because he's 18 years old, you know, you kind of remember when I was 18, you're infallible, right? You're immortal. Nothing could happen to you and you can never get caught for anything. And so maybe that's what it's all about.
Well, it's interesting. It was for money reasons, and we'll go into that further. But I wanted to add to that component is that now there's so much information on the people are trying to figure out other financial ways that they handle things. Hey, can I just stay in my basement? Hey, can I go do this? And this is the best way to learn how to hack. And there's things out there. An 18-year-old in Wisconsin teenager has been accused by federal authorities of cyber attack to compromise 60,000 accounts for a sports betting website called DraftKings last year. A credential stuffing attack was alleged planned by Joseph Garrison to steal money from DraftKings user accounts. During the credentials stuffing attack, a cyber threat actor gathers stolen credentials or username and password pairs obtained from other significant data breaches of other firms, which were available for purchase on the dark web. So boom, you find that information. People aren't updating, changing their passwords. And especially for a site like that, and they're going after the things that are going to go after the money, right? A lot of times hackers are figuring out, especially not that it's a money related thing in so many ways. They're just trying to make money. It sounds like, Greg, right?
Well, money makes the world go around, right? But look, you know, everybody's information is out there. Everybody's been part of a data breach. Everybody's username and password is out there, and probably more stuff as well. And it's sitting on the dark web. And the only thing that I have to say is that I offer these free dark web scans for prospects and clients. And I do them and I present them to companies and law firms and municipalities and hospitals. And the feedback that I get from them sometimes is, oh, well, that person hasn't been here in a while, or, oh, well, that's from 2 years ago, or, oh, that's from a year ago, or that's from 5 years ago. Here's the thing, folks. People are people, and people maybe have three, if they're lucky, five passwords, and they keep changing those over and over again throughout their lifetime at your company or municipality or library or law firm. So these stuffing attacks would certainly do that, right? Think of a stuffing attack basically as somebody just constantly trying to log in with every single possible combination consistently, but at warp speed. We're talking about, I mean, happening in the milliseconds, which is why so many hundreds of thousands of transactions can go through and try to get the username and password done automatically, right? So it's a brute force attack, Brute force, everybody knows about that. They hear about that. They hear about denial of service attack. It's a similar thing, but really opened up on the username and password. Here's a really scary thing. What if happens someday that we have a quantum system, and instead of taking, you know, maybe hours or a week or a month or something for somebody to get in, it's just a matter of seconds. And that's where we're headed.
It definitely is. And I'm like, oh no. And you're talking about firms and people you work with, the organizations, those large organizations you're working with. When you go and check out the dark web, how much are they out on the wrong path before they join you?
I can think of two. One was an existing client that was a large hospital, maybe 3,500, 4,000 users, employees. And we had had them for quite a number of years. They combined into a hospital system. They brought in outside CIO management. I presented the guy with the list. I mean, it was literally 300 pages long of Excel output of username, password. Username, password. It was enormous. And I sent it to him and he was like, like that. Like I was bothering him, right? 2 years later, they got a ransomware attack.
And oh my gosh.
They had a major issue. Similar thing happened to a big law firm. And this law firm, I had sent it years back, maybe three. And most recently they had a major incident. They'd been hacked. Usernames were breached, and their data was exfiltrated. And now there's a giant class action suit against this law firm, which most likely is going to put them out of business.
And that's scary because, yeah. I mean, one mistake, not investing in IT and cybersecurity, especially a cybersecurity expert like yourself, Greg, in your company, it's like, you're done. The money's here. It reminds me again, cybersecurity and IT reminds me of like restoration services or having other insurance or anything. If you do not have it, you never know when that thing's going to happen. With our health, we never know when something's going to happen that's going to put us in the hospital. We need to be prepared. We need to be, and having someone like you is there. So go to
talk. Well, there's a couple of things. You brought up a good point. All right, let's talk about proactive maintenance. Let's talk about car filters, oil changes, changing your oil ever so many thousands of miles and replacing the oil filter, right? You can do that and it's a small amount of money if you do it now and you do it consistently and you're being proactive and preventive. Or you can pay later when the engine seizes and it's gonna cost you a boatload of money or tens of thousands of dollars for a new car. Now, let's bring up the other point that you brought up about, you know, you don't know when you're gonna get sick or anything like that will happen. But I'll tell you this, you know, I would not go to my general care physician, my primary care, for brain surgery, for heart surgery, for any real specialty, right? And what I find is that most organizations that I have the privilege of at least talking to, you know, are using generalists and not a specialist in specific areas. You know, you should have a specialist that's taking care of all areas, especially security.
That's true. And a specialist versus a general practitioner. A general practitioner now, when you're talking about primary care, and especially depending on situations, they're not going to be able to handle the things the older you get. Well, when in business, when you have so much money involved and invested, you don't want to have a general practitioner taking care of it because they make mistakes. And a big company that's an expert that tries to mitigate risks throughout the process like you do is so important. So go to TOSC3.com and schedule a call with Greg today. Appreciate it, Greg. All right, that was the TOSC3 podcast, guys.